Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim, he's Dustin, and despite what Dustin said to you at the end of our last segment, we are not going to get to Jim's questions in this segment. That's in quarter number four.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
You will not ask me one question this segment?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Maybe I'll just make statements and look for your response.
All right, fair enough.
I'm not going to give up on this one, Dustin. You lied to our audience. You lied to them, and I want that known. So when it comes time to trust Dusty, well, you know what? I shouldn't say that because next segment I am going to ask you all these questions, so I can't call you a liar. So, Dustin,
well, listen,
honest mistake.
Let me just say this. If our listeners really believe that I sat here for years and have never lied to them or purposely misled them, then shame on them.
They're as naive as we thought. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So now you're calling our audience naive and unaware.
Yep. But in the most complimentary way possible.
Oh, in a good way. All right.
Yeah.
Let's forget that. Let's move on. We are going to talk about defensive ends. Rodney McGraw committed on Sunday, defensive end, and he comes in at 6'5", 223. And you know what? I repeat that, Dustin, because there was some. I went back and took a look, and this was fascinating to me. Remember those numbers, 6'5", 223. Adisa Isaac, he came in to the program at 6'5", 220. He's currently 256. Jason Oway came in at 6'5", 236. He's currently 257 pounds. Does it look like Penn State has a type that they're looking for at defensive end?
Oh, I mean, long and lean? 100%. I mean, that position is built for long and lean players, and I think Penn State rejoices. If the one thing that's keeping a defensive end from blowing up nationally is the fact that he's 15 pounds light, Penn State loves that situation. And I think they've proven it again here with Rodney McGraw. You know, they love the fact that he's got a lot of room to grow into that frame. And I think, you know, Bryce Mustella is another one. He's 6'6". He's now at 241, but he was listed at 6'6 and about 225, and he looked like a string bean, Jim. They're going to build him up. You know, Dwight Gault is clearly one of the elite at his position in the country as far as that goes. And Penn State knows and believes that they can take guys wherever they want them to go. And what a really good thing to have in your back pocket. We're just seeing it, I think, a little bit more at defensive end. You're seeing a lot of length on these guys. And I think, you know, Amin Vanover and Smith Vilbert are more examples of that. 6'5", 225, if that's where you're at in high school, they believe that they can get you to that 250, 260, that playing shape in pretty short order. And they're right.
You know, and watching his tape, it's interesting to me. It's one thing when you see the guy off the field, t-shirt, shorts, and you could see that. But he looks long and lean on the football field in pads. So you really know Dwight Gault's going to look at this guy and say, man, just let me get a hold of him. Let me shape him into something. And experience already shows this. And I want to circle back, Dustin, to our discussion about here's a three-star guy and some folks may think overlooked. I believe that the Penn State coaching staff looks at this guy and says, I know where he's going to be in a couple years, and that's what we want, and that's what we're going to get. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, I think there's a huge amount of projection that's required. And, you know, in college football, generally speaking, you know, you start at the top where, you know, five stars are either so dynamic athletically that they they just have to work out, right? Like they're on such an elite level as athletes that they are highly coveted for that. There's another level of five stars and four stars that are very, very good. You know, they're in the top 10 or 15 percentile when it comes to athleticism, but they're such good football players too that there's not that much projection required. There's a huge number of guys who are that aren't close to what they're going to be as final products. And Penn State, I think the last two recruiting cycles, I feel like they, whether that's a shift or whether that's just circumstance, I do feel like they're embracing analytical data or whatever you want to call it to pursue a different type of prospect, you know, to put matters in their own hands and say, we're going to trust that we can develop this guy. Look, we have seen him run. We've seen him perform. We know athletically that he can be a really special player. It's just going to be in our hands whether we can turn him into that or not. And there's one thing, you know, I think when James Franklin got here in 2014, I was kind of skeptical about the ability to develop players. You know, he had the reputation of being a recruiting guy, a salesman, but I wasn't sure if they were going to be able to develop guys. The development track record is as impeccable as the recruiting track record is, I feel like, since he got here. So you have to have trust that they're going to develop these guys strength-wise. They're going to acclimate them to this new world of being in college, and they're going to acclimate them on the football field. It's just they're looking for these types, and I don't think you can argue with the types that they're looking for.
Well, let's look at the rest of this depth chart at defensive end. Shaka Toney, who's a fifth-year senior, obviously, this is his last go-round at it, is listed at one defensive end. Jason Owe, he's listed ahead of Shane Simmons. But I kind of want to lump Shane Simmons and Shaka Toney together, as they're the seniors who will be moving on after this year. And you've already got set up Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac, who are going to be on sophomore year eligibility as the guys going forward. So it's not just this year where, you know, I'll call them at the very least two deep at both defensive end spots, but then they also have the heir apparents ready, and, you know, argument that those two are better than the two that will be moving on.
Jim, I think now is as good a time as ever to talk about Pro Football Focus and what they project for Jason Elway. This was just over the weekend. Michael Renner from Pro Football Focus, really, and I admire his approach. He did a first round mock draft for 2021, and he had three Penn State players on it: Micah Parsons and Pat Freiermuth, and also Jason Owe going number 18 in the 2021 NFL draft to the Tennessee Titans. And he admitted that it was a projection, and it is a projection, but it does kind of underscore, I think, the longer term, the future, not concern, but of trying to figure out, okay, what are the answers on this depth chart if they were to lose, and they're going to lose Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons, but what if they lose Jason Owe as well? It's hard to fathom that he's around beyond the 2021 season. Let's just say for a second, he doesn't blow up as expected, and he's back. That is a huge win for Penn State. And, you know, just looking beyond Adisa Isaac on the depth chart, who is a sure thing to you? Looking beyond Adisa Isaac, and let's just assume he's a sure thing for a second. Who else is a sure thing as the next man up to you? And that's the essence of this question at the defensive end depth chart. I don't know the answer to that.
Now, and I don't think any of us do, and it's fascinating to me that we have not even hit the 2020 season. I think we can both say we're comfortable with at least the two deep at both sides of defensive end. And we're actually projecting, gee, you know, will the two deep in 2021, where's that going to come from? That is, you know, I think you're in pretty decent shape if that's the case. And then we have to circle around to our original conversation in this segment, which was you bring in these guys who you like because they're long, you can put that weight on them, they're athletic, and you're confident you can develop them. So who is it going to be? You know, you mentioned a couple folks like Smith Vilbert and Bryce Mostella, they fit that mold. They're both listed at 6'6". They have freshman eligibility. How do we project where those guys are going to be in 2 years, right?
Yeah, we can't do it, you know, and I think the essence of all that is that it's not that these guys can't or they won't. We don't know yet who it's going to be. We don't know how they're developing behind the scenes. In some cases, very, very early development behind the scenes. But I think the one thing you can say about this depth chart is there's urgency to find that next option. There's urgency to develop these guys to see the field probably pretty early in their careers. There's also, you know, in my estimation, beyond Adisa Isaac, there's not a Yetur Gross-Matos there. There's not a guy with the pedigree and the physical attributes, you know, all that whole package that suggests he can definitely make an impact early in his career. And so, you know, you add Rodney McGraw to this list. I think they've got some intriguing bodies there, no doubt. But I do still just have questions beyond 2020. And those questions ramp up. The urgency ramps up if Jason Oway were to leave, which, by the way, that is I wouldn't say it's likely. I wouldn't put money on that, but I'd say it's like 60-40 maybe that Oway is back for 2021. But if he goes out there and he has 11 sacks and 15 tackles for loss and his game film looks good, which we've seen in small samples, we've seen him, you know, really wreck games, and clearly his combine drills and all that stuff is going to be outstanding too. Boy, it might be more realistic than people think that he leaves after his redshirt sophomore year, that he pulls an Aaron Maben.
Well, and again, I don't think any of us doubt that those physical raw talent skills are there. Another variable you have to throw into this, Dustin, is what is the 2020 season going to look like? Is it going to be a shortened season? Is it going to be pushed back to spring? Will it have those kind of issues that may not allow players that full time for development and that full season to rack up the numbers? How big a factor is that?
I think we have no idea how big a factor that's going to be. I think everybody's going to be acclimating to this new normal and evaluating prospects in a new way. They went through the whole 2020 draft without being able to work guys out in person or fly them in for meetings, did all this virtual stuff. There's going to be new checklists for everybody. And I think Jason Oway, however you're evaluating, is probably going to check off most of those boxes. So we'll see what happens in 2020 if we have a 2020. Now we're going to get into some questions that Jim has for me after this quick break.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.